Hello, I'm Dina Weinstein, and I'm sitting here with Annette Marquis, Program Director of the James River Writers. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
And Phil Hilliker, he's Membership Coordinator with James River Writers.
Hello, thanks for having us tonight.
Hi, Phil. And we're here on occasion on the eve of your upcoming James River Writers Conference.
The 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in about 2 weeks.
But we might
10 days even.
Ten
it's getting
days.
Closer.
Oh, yeah.
So what's left to do?
A lot. We're, you know, it's there's always we have all of our speakers, of course, all those are lined up, but there are still people registering, and so processing their registrations and make sure people can get to the events that they want to go to, and getting all the little details, name tags made and food orders finalized and everything like that has to be
confirmed
over the next week. Yep.
Confirming all those things that make it just tick along.
It's exciting. I'm really excited about it. To get to know writers in the area and writers from afar, you have big names and you have local people. Annette and Phil, can you speak a little bit, give us a big picture and a rundown about the conference?
Sure. This is the 15th, as Phil said, so we wanted to make this one a little extra special. So we have some big names like Margot Lee Shetterly, who is probably our biggest name, the author of Hidden Figures, that has both been a successful book and movie, and has, particularly for Virginia, since it's a Virginia-based story, we're real excited about it. And she's excited about coming because most of the time when she speaks, she's asked about the space program and about the women that are part of Hidden Figures. And she's really coming to our conference to speak about writing and what the writing process was like for her. And that's actually a really nice thing for big name authors like that to get a chance to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have Beth Macy, who has written, also a Virginia-based author, but has also had some very successful nonfiction stories. So we have two big, pretty big name nonfiction authors coming. Then all kinds of not only writers, but agents and literary agents and editors who will be here. And people can have one-on-one appointments with an agent and pitch their book. They can meet with authors to talk more in depth about a place where they're stuck or how they get help. And we have a lot of fun stuff too.
You know, we have this segment that is called the Agent Dating Game.
Mm-hmm.
That we're really excited about. It's our second year running this game, and it's a kind of a parody on the 1970s dating game, where a host comes out and introduces, you know, the person that's going to interview bachelors or bachelorettes. And in our case, agents that are coming to our conference are going to be interviewing people blind behind a wall about their projects or their characters. And at the end of the question period, they get to pick one person from the other side of the wall whose project that they're interested in that they will have a meeting with and read the first couple of chapters of their book. And so people can, throughout the weekend of the conference, put their name in a bin to try and get chosen to be one of the bachelors or bachelorettes that gets interviewed by an agent.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's really
a lot
fun.
Of fun. Yeah.
How does the Writers Conference differ from like a book festival?
Oh, yeah, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Although in some book festivals, they have sessions for writers. The focus of our conference is really on the writer. And writers aren't necessarily authors of books. They don't have published books. A lot of the people involved in James River Writers are just beginning writers. They're just starting to develop their craft and to learn about writing and may not even have clarity on what kind of writing they want to do yet. But our community is that. It's a community of writers who just like to talk about writing and like to talk about how to put words on a page that matter to people. And so so we have writers from all genres and all levels, from very accomplished writers like we talked about to people really who are just beginning to do work in writing. And they can be of any age.
So with the conference, the way that it differs from a book festival is that people are coming to this conference to sit in on sessions on how to improve their craft,
mm-hmm.
or how to write query letters to agents. We have classes on the Friday before the conference starts, pre-conference master classes. And we have some on how to handle your finances as a writer. Or there's a really fun one about yoga and writing. So we're trying to help people develop their craft in terms of their writing, their business sense as writers, as well as get them immersed within the community of writers here in Richmond.
Mm-hmm. There are many writers' conferences out there. You could and retreats and all kinds of events for writers. How is the James? What's the personality of the James River Writers Conference?
I would say that the personality is really one of community, and even the agents who come, you know, who go to all those other writer conferences, when they leave our conference after they've been there for the first time, say what distinguishes it is how connected people are with each other, or how connected they get over the weekend, and how we don't have this tiered system where if you're a big name folk, you know, you don't interact with the other writers. Everybody interacts and everybody's involved, and so it really is one where community is built. Now, people may come from all over the country to the conference,
really,
but the majority of people probably come from the Southeast, and certainly a lot from Central Virginia.
Mm-hmm. We did have one attendee from Nairobi last year, correct?
Yeah.
What? What drew him here?
Well, she was a writer. She had another reason to come to the States, and our conference happened to be happening while she was here, and she said, I want to come.
Yeah.
And she was actually one of the people chosen for the agent dating game. So
cool. So did anything come of that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she was actually chosen.
She was chosen.
I don't know where it developed from there, right. but she was the one who met with an agent.
So. Uh-huh.
But I would say that our conference is known for its openness.
Okay.
And when agents from New York or other parts of the country come to our conference, we have had agents request to come back year after year and say that they've enjoyed our conference that much that they just want to attend. And we had one agent last year who hadn't signed anybody from a conference for 5 years, and then last year signed two people that they met with at our conference. So
were they local? Does Richmond have a distinct writing personality or storytelling personality?
Well, Richmond has a really strong writing community. There are a surprising number of writers here in Richmond, but I wouldn't say that there's a particular community or a particular outlook to the writing. Just like Richmond itself is a city, probably, 50% of the city or so is transplants from other parts of the country. The writing that they do is the same way. We're a big mix of perspectives and genres and approaches.
Mm-hmm. On that note, you spoke about the big names. What about, are there any local writers that people should definitely look out for? And
yeah, absolutely. We have some local writers that have just been so committed to the writing community and helping other writers. And we have a panel on Sunday that is our anniversary panel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made up of writers who or people that are involved in the writing business that really have developed their craft and their success through their association with James River Writers, and now they want to give back and support other writers. And people like Meg Medina, who has become a pretty famous young adult and children's author,
mm-hmm.
But she was has been very involved over the years with James River Writers. A.B. Westrick, who is a local writer and has had some successful young adult books in particular.
She won several awards for her debut novel, Brotherhood, a couple years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Smith, who's a local poet, is part of that panel. Constance Costas, who does book editing and ghostwriting and supporting other writers in her business. David Kazzy,
he's actually a local lawyer, but had pretty good success with an independent novel that he published that then got picked up by an agent.
Yeah. So, you know, we have our founding members who offer their time to meet with other writers during the conference. So they have one-on-one sessions with writers that sign up to meet with them. David Robbins, and Dean King and Phaedra Heiss, who all write very different things. David being a fiction novelist, and Dean writes nonfiction, and Phaedra writes is a freelance writer, articles, food writer. So they have very different perspectives of writing and very different experience with writing.
And I think it's interesting that so the three founders of James River Writers came at writing from these different approaches. And I think that that kind of infused that kind of juxtaposition through the entire organization. Yeah. And it made it so that the organization doesn't just have a single focus mm-hmm. because they were all interested in different things. And so it allowed the organization to open up to all sorts of different writing.
Yeah.
I want to hear more. I will ask you in a minute to speak about what the organization does all year. But first, what does it mean to be the 15th year of the Writers' Conference?
There's a sense of history to it. I've been involved in the organization since late 2014. So I came on after it was really well established. The first conference was in 2003. And it's really nice to talk to people who were at that first conference, who are still immersed in Richmond's writing community. And they're talking about how much it's grown and how the reach has expanded. And to see that level of success for a nonprofit is really impressive. And as an employee of that nonprofit, it's nice to be a part of that.
Yeah, so we have, I think our latest numbers, we have about 426 members who are ongoing members of the organization. And then we have hundreds of others who maybe have been members in the past or been part of the conference who still kind of see themselves affiliated and maybe they're not writing quite as much right now, so they break away for a little while and then they
come
up with a project and they say, oh, I got to come back. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of people who kind of move in and out of the organization. And the conference is kind of the coming home. It's a time when so many people come together and really connect and reconnect and get inspired to go on to the next level, to do the next thing, to continue the project that they're on.
Writing is lonely.
Yeah.
But being a writer doesn't have to be.
Right.
How has the James River Writers group affected your work?
So I've been in Richmond 7 years now, mm-hmm. and for the first couple of years, every time I met somebody who said that they were writing, and these would be people that I would fall into conversation with, and they would offer me fantastic advice, and they would have a really great perspective, and they would be open, and it would be several minutes into the conversation later where they would just mention, oh yeah, I'm also a member of James River Writers. And so I started noticing this pattern over and over of these open, giving people who were very free with their knowledge. And so after that happened 3 or 4 times, I was like, I have to know what's going on with this organization. And I have to say that it's given me a grounding in a community here that I hadn't expected.
Can you say a bit about your work, Phil?
Oh, sure. I am a middle grade writer, so that's novels for 8 to 12-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And I write science fiction and fantasy. Mm. And I'm actually on submission right now with my first novel with my agent.
All right.
So we'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And you, Annette?
For James River Writers, I see it as almost an accountability partner because it's very easy to be a writer who kind of falls away from writing and doesn't keep going, drops projects and that kind of thing. And it's hard to be around writers every day without writing. Because mm-hmm. They're going to say, what are you working on? And you say, oh, nothing. Oh, well, maybe I got back to that, or I got inspired, or I'm doing something else. So I write primarily nonfiction. And I started out actually as a technical writer. I've published almost 30 software books. Mm-hmm. The kind of those great big tomes that, you used to see mastering Microsoft Office, those kind of things. And what I found when I was doing that is I couldn't do creative writing. And so I had to step away from that. And since then, I've published a memoir. And my focus is really on on personal essay and memoir, and I'm also starting work on a biography.
Sounds really interesting. What's your story?
My personal story?
Yeah, what aspect of your life are you writing about?
Oh, well, the memoir that I published was actually a memoir based on a situation where I engaged in civil disobedience and got arrested. And so I wrote that story. It was specifically in Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail in Maricopa County.
What year?
Arizona in 2010.
That's... You guys are an intriguing bunch, and...
No, that's really the thing.
Yeah.
I think you really caught it. One of the things that's just so fascinating about being in a writing community is that sense of you know, you talk to people, and it's just like, oh, my God, how do you know that?
Right.
What, you know, you're researching 15th century Elizabethan royalty or something, and somebody else is writing about werewolves, and somebody else is about zombies, and you know, you just never know what you're going to encounter when you talk to people, and people are so deep in their area, and other people that are broad in a lot of areas and know a lot of different things. So it's just fascinating.
But Annette said earlier, she said, being around writers and having that question of what are you writing, that's not really meant to be a question of pressure. It's because we're all really interested in each other's subject matter and what everybody is working on. And it's the way that we connect with each other. And you might hear a really interesting story from somebody, but you also might come across somebody who has that one piece of information that you need for your story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what community is all about, is making these connections just because it's fun to hear about what they're doing, but also to kind of help yourself along and help each other along. You might have that piece of information that someone else has.
And being able to say, you know, I've been working on this piece, but I'm really stuck here. And people can give you advice or suggestions about how they've gotten through a part, or somebody else who knows something about that might be able to help them. All that comes out.
Well, I hope this has piqued our listeners' interest. And I've been speaking with Annette Marquis, Program Director, and Phil Hilliker, Membership Coordinator of the James River Writers. Because the James River Writers Conference is coming up October 14th. That's a Saturday through Sunday, October 15th. At the Greater Richmond Convention Center at 403 North 3rd Street in Richmond. And there's still time to attend?
Absolutely. And there's also, as of October 1st, the master classes that we do on Friday, which are being held at Richmond Public Library, the main branch, are now open to anybody who can only come on Friday but maybe can't make the whole conference. So they can register just for those classes.
Well, Annette and Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thank you.
Hope you'll come back.
Annette's Open Source RVA for October 6, 2017. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Don Harrison, and my co-host this week is Dina Weinstein.